Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, did you have a good Thanksgiving break?
Well, yeah. I mean, what we usually do is my family works at the Community Day Thanksgiving dinner here in Appleton.
At the VFW?
And yes, it was super successful. We served, I think, 190-some people went through.
Wow.
I know, it's super exciting. It was so much fun to see people, and everybody kind of sits around and chats and has a good time. It's a fabulous meal. I don't think I could have a better time doing anything else. So, yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah,
super
fun. Yeah, thanks to your family for doing that. It means a lot to people in the Appleton.
Well, it's not just us. There's a lot of community people that volunteer to do that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's super fun. Lots of fun.
Good. Well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library in December.
Yeah, well, you know, we canceled the extravaganza on Friday, but we still have the Festival of Trees here at the Appleton Civic Center. And so this week, during the week of December, the 2nd through the 7th, we've got the trees all decorated up, and there are two boxes for people to come in and vote for the People's Choice. And so hopefully we get a bunch of people in to vote for their favorite tree so that we can at least do that small part of the extravaganza. It was just kind of sad to have it canceled, but, you know, sometimes you just have to have safety first anyway. But that's one thing that we have going on here at the Appleton Civic Center is we've got that voting for the Festival of Trees. And, of course, the trees will be on display throughout the entire month of December. So if you aren't able to stop this week to vote for your favorite tree, maybe you can stop in sometime during the month of December to enjoy them. Also up in December, we have 4 weeks of December and four crafts for kids. So each day or each week, we will have a different craft that we set up for kids after school. And so you'll want to come on down and check that out and maybe try a craft or two. We've got some really creative things coming up, and so you'll want to see each week the different things that we have going on here. And then also we have Movie Monday on Monday. And then tonight we've got the Appleton Public Library and Early Childhood Education are partnering to offer a cookie decorating pajama story time event. And so it starts at 5 with some food serving, but really you can come any time between 5 and 7 o'clock and do a variety of different activities with your kids. We've got all sorts of fun things planned, lots of arts and crafts. We're doing cookie decorating, just a fun event that we'll have here, and that will be on Tuesday, which is today, the 3rd. Anytime, like I said, a meal is at 5, but anytime after that until 7. We keep it kind of open-ended. It's great if you call to register, but if you decide last minute to come on down, that's fine too. We just hope that people attend and participate in this event. We've also got our adult coloring going on every Wednesday in December, and so that would be the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and of course we took the 25th off for Christmas anyway, and so that is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Steve Starrood is going to be here only once this month. He'll be here on December 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. to help you with all your techie questions. We are offering our gingerbread house building event, and that will be next Saturday, the 14th of December at 10:30 in the morning. And hopefully, or 10 a.m. in the morning, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. And that should be a fun event. We are requiring registration for that. And we are asking that if you have a child under the age of 9, that you have an adult helper. We are also offering a holiday gift tag and more event for adults on Tuesday, December 17th at 6:30 p.m. And registration is required for that. And we've got some pretty fabulous things that we're going to be doing for gift tagging. And then we are closed on the 24th and the 25th for the Christmas holiday. And also we are reading The Christmas Candle by Max Lucado for our book club, which is still going to be on December 30th at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, we still have a few things going on here at the Appleton Library during this festive month.
That's right. Good. Hey, I like Max Lucado as an author. I've read some of his stuff.
heart-wrenching, usually really good story. Yeah. And it's kind of the book that we've chosen, The Christmas Candle, is a kind of a shorter book, and we need just a short read during the month of December because there's always so many wild and crazy things going on.
All right, Cindy, tell us what are people reading during the holiday season?
Well, there's not many new items to chat about, but there's a couple of them. David Baldacci has a book out called A Minute to Midnight. When Atlee Pine returns to her hometown to investigate her sister's kidnapping from 30 years ago, she winds up tracking a potential serial killer. So quite the book. Tom Clancy's Code of Honor by Mark Cameron is President Jack Ryan learns of a plot against America when he tries to help an old friend who has been arrested in Indonesia. And then another new book that we have out, it's kind of interesting. I haven't heard a whole lot about it, but it's just new this week. A Warning by Anonymous, and I'm just so surprised that they will print something that's by Anonymous. A senior official in the Trump administration offers an assessment of the president and makes a moral appeal. So that will be quite the hot item. In fact, it's number one on the New York Times bestseller list this week. So interesting. So those are the things that we have new at the Appleton Library. And if you are wondering if your favorite author has a new book out, stop on down or give us a call and we will help you locate it.
All right. Where can people stop on down at? Where are you located at, Cindy?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Monday 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday 10 to 7, and Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 2. You can also friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Public Library, or visit us at our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.org. Lots of different opportunities for people to get a hold of us, but maybe when you're here looking at those festival trees, you can pop on into the library, too.
That's right. Hey, I just want to encourage you, mentioned it in the beginning of the show, the Festival of Trees there in the Civic Center. It's quite festive. That's one of my highlights of the holiday season, is to come in there and look at all the trees.
It is beautifully decorated, because not only do we have the wonderful trees all decorated, but the city really does a fabulous job of decorating the hallway to just add to the festivities. So it is really, it's such a joy to come to work and see that beauty and the sparkling,
yep,
you know, lights of the trees and everything. So, yeah. I'm very lucky.
And I know how much you love Christmas, Cindy. And
I do. I love Christmas. Who doesn't love Christmas? Come on.
Well, you like to host, and I know you put up more than one Christmas tree in your home, don't you?
Yes. I'm going to slow it down this year. I'm going to limit myself, Paul. That's what I'm telling myself and my husband. We'll see how I do, huh?
Okay. All right, Cindy, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you. Have a great week.
Right, there's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.